Hear God's word in living translation. Jesus traveled through all the cities and the villages of that area, teaching in the synagogue and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And wherever he went, he healed people of every sort of disease and illness. He felt great pity for the crowds that came because their problems were so great and they didn't know where to go for help. They were like sheep without a shepherd, he said. Red letter edition, he said to his disciples, "The harvest is so great, but the workers are so few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest and ask him to send out more workers in his field." May God add a blessing to reading, hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. And Jesus did that with our modern day disciples. He gives us a commission to go and to baptize in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach about him. So when you receive that faith relationship with God, then it's your responsibility to share that hope that we have in Christ. Because without hope, none of us have any joy in this life, but hope is a very important part of our relationship.